boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I have some pretty good news for you that I think you're going to be excited about, Destiny.
Do I need to control my scream?
Maybe pull out your calendar. Mark down August 26th, because that is when we will see the return of the PSLs.
Seriously?
The pumpkin spice latte date has dropped. August 26th, that's for Starbucks at least. And I feel like everybody kind of follows suit around that same date. Good news for you. It's summer.
One month away?
Yeah, a little over
Did
a month.
Did you say August 22nd?
August 26th.
Oh, 26th.
Is when the pumpkin...
I heard what I wanted to hear.
Well, I mean, 4 whole days until your pumpkin drinks drop.
What are we getting? Just a PSL?
We don't know that yet.
Oh.
That's the classic pumpkin spice latte. Obviously, the one that everybody looks forward to. But who knows what other pumpkin-y things are going to come out. That is to be revealed.
Okay. Is that when I can decorate my house for Halloween?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, great.
I think by the standards of all the other basic girls who are going to run to the store and get the pumpkin spice latte in the same day, pull out your skeletons while you're at it.
See, I go a little too nutty with the pumpkin spice latte in the hot days. And then by the time Halloween and, you know, fall really does get here.
You're sick of it.
I'm sick of it. I do it every freaking year. And then when it's actually cold, I don't even want a pumpkin spice latte because I went hard.
Well, then you want peppermint because you are always a little too eager with the holiday drinks.
No, and then by the time Christmas is here, I don't even want peppermint.
No, you're like, well, I need a slushie for summertime. Yeah. It's summer now.
It's a cycle every year.
Well, I can't wait for it to begin again. August 26th, people, mark it down.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So funny, you were just talking the other day about having a dream and not remembering if it was a dream.
Yes, what do you got?
Well, there's some new technology, of course, because that's like every day of our life now, that there is a company that uses AI who's created a dream recorder.
Are we putting this in my noggin?
No. So
okay, then how are they recording my dreams?
Don't ask me too much about the logistics, because the techy tech of it all is very confusing. They kind of compared it to like an Apple Watch or like your Aura Ring or whatever.
Go on.
That takes data from your body.
That's why I want an Aura Ring.
Yeah. Imagine it was a little more high tech, and it takes the thoughts of your subconscious, aka what you're thinking when you're sleeping. It transcribes all that, writes it all out, puts it into AI, and it turns into video. So you can watch back your dreams.
Nice. Where?
Where what?
Where can I watch back the video?
Well, I don't know. I think
on my phone, right? No one can have access to it.
Well, that's a good question. I would assume that it's private. I hope that it doesn't just get posted to your Facebook page.
I have just some concerns. Now, this is where it's cool, because I would love to... Some of those dreams where you don't remember, you're like, wait a minute, I feel like I remember being on a beach, but I don't remember at all. It'd be cool to kind of like watch it back and be like, oh yeah, I was on a beach and then there was a tiger and I got ate by the tiger, right? And then this is where I have some concerns. Hear me out. You ever have a dream about, I don't know, a coworker or a friend or just acquaintance of some sort, and it gets dirty of some...
I don't struggle with that.
I do.
Personally. I more so would be like, I don't want to rewatch scary dreams. I guess that's scary in a different way.
It is. We're not going to talk about it. And then sometimes I dream about exes, and I really would like my boyfriend to not know that. Just more like I'm unfortunately back with them, and I really don't want to be back with them.
See, I thought this was like a cool, happy thing, and then you just made it evil and diabolical.
Yeah, so let's destroy it. Where's the machine? Where's the ring? I'll get rid of it.
Got it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You've ever been at the gym or maybe on like a little walk or run? And you felt alone? Us too. Those Girls in the Afternoon. We've talked about it plenty of times on the air.
It's hard to be motivated sometimes. It's hard to get out of bed in the morning.
Or you're like, oh, I I feel embarrassed at the gym, right? Am I doing this weird? Yeah, you know, yeah. Sometimes you wish you had a partner. Those girls in the afternoon were your partner.
Yeah. Like, maybe you don't want to bother your friends with, like, hey, can we, like, be buddies about staying fit and stuff? We'll be your besties, along with any other listeners that want to join.
We have introduced those girls' Sweat Squad.
Yes, ma'am. It's a private Facebook group. Kind of like a group chat vibes where you can do as much or as little as you want in the group. Me and Destiny, we're going to be sharing photos, memes, updates, struggles even of like, oh, couldn't make it to the gym today. Just the ways that we're getting moving, whether it's going to the gym or walking the dogs or, I don't know, playing with my nephew. I'm going to count that because that makes
me sweat.
That's
a workout.
It is.
Count that, girlfriend. Yeah, it's a way that we can hold each other accountable because you and I just... Honestly, a couple weeks ago, we're talking about how much we were struggling getting back into the gym. This is not even just the gym. This is maybe you don't have a gym membership and you just want to start walking or bike riding
or take a class somewhere.
Yes. You just want to be accountable to start being active. We got you.
Because you know what? If you're like, I got to get a picture so I can share it with those girls, that might make you want to go one morning. I know it's going to work for me.
Yes.
Hopefully. Right? I'm like, we'll see.
That's what got me motivated to do leg day today and keep going, to be honest with you.
So if you search Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook or you look at the Z profile, you're going to see it and you can request to join our private group and go on our sweaty journey.
You know what? It was kind of a mess today in our jock meeting where all the jocks get together and we just talk.
What's going on at the radio station? We got to, you know, catch up with each other.
It involved a little bit of drinking and some pills. And HR is definitely getting called.
Like, you're saying it, not me.
And you know what? And I pulled audio from the meeting. So I'm definitely getting on Let me explain everything before we get too caught up and someone really starts calling HR. We did this little prank-a-roo on our boss, Chad Taylor. You could hear weekdays 10 until 3. We saw the prank on TikTok, and it was... use anything but a cup to drink.
Okay, which I love this because all you old folks don't realize that that's like what us Gen Zs had parties like that. In college, it was anything but a cup. You show up with anything that is not a cup and you drink out of it. So now people on TikTok.
With your jungle juice or whatever.
Yeah, all us Gen Zs on TikTok, we're in the workforce.
We're like, rejoice.
We're like, let's go back to the old days and do anything but a cup, but in meetings.
So that was the rules. I sent the text message last night. I'm like, you guys, you cannot show up with a cup tomorrow. And everybody, they showed up and they showed out. You was with a watering can.
Yeah, I did bring my watering can. It was a bit difficult to hide, but
she did it.
And I drank out of it too.
Our boss Chad is usually in the zone and he is so focused, so we knew this was gonna last for quite a while. Getting away with drinking water, it was water in these things for quite some time. One coworker had a Jameson bottle and I had a pill bottle. So you can imagine how that went in the meeting. It sounded a little bit like this.
What is that, a pill bottle? Jesus, it's like HR nightmares in here. You got whiskey, you got a pill bottle. Good Lord, jeez. I noticed him holding it the whole time. I'm like, what is he doing?
Were you going to say anything?
For some reason,
I wasn't going to call him out
this
in front of everybody.
This was acceptable. It's like, ah, it's Aaron. It's fine.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Okay, so I saw somebody outside not that long ago mowing the grass. Thank goodness it needed it. And I feel like when we first walked back here in the studio, I was like, oh, nice, the smell of fresh cut grass. Now I'm convinced our grass is cheese. It reeks of cheese in here. Do you smell that? Like, it's like grass and cheese. No. And I'm like, is it my hands? Because I had some goldfish earlier.
It just smells like humidity.
It smells like cheese. So what is it?
Did you have cheese for lunch? Are you smelling your breath?
I don't think so.
You had a wrap.
I had a wrap. Yeah, there was shredded cheese on it. But
I knew it. Your breath is stanky.
I think it's the grass outside has a cheese smell.
It's your breath.
Maybe, I guess.
Did you brush your teeth today?
Well, yeah, this morning, but not since I've had my wrap. I don't have a toothbrush at work. I don't think it's my breath. I'm trying to do the... It doesn't smell... No, it's something in this room or outside.
I can't believe you did that live on the radio.
Checking my breath. You're accusing me of cheese breath. I am going to set the record straight. It's not my breath.
Okay, well, I don't think it's the lawnmower.
I don't know. Maybe you need to walk over here after this.
It's not my... I did have cheese, actually. Maybe it's my breath. I do blow my air towards you. Maybe it's me. It's funny because I was accusing you. Maybe it's my cheese breath. Does it smell pepper jacky? That was?
No. Oh. It smells like nacho cheese.
Gouda? Oh.
Maybe Gouda. I don't know.
I didn't have Gouda. I only had pepper jack. So if it's not pepper jack, it wasn't me.
Dude, it smells like nacho cheese. I don't know what to tell you. It's kind of grossing me out a little bit.
Should we move to a non-smelly cheesy studio?
Is that an option? Or is somebody bringing some chips, at least, so that I can dip it in the air?
Oh, you didn't know there was a nacho party at 4:05.
I'm like, who's hiding the nacho cheese machine? That's all I can smell. I fear that my boyfriend Curly is turning into a sketch ball right in front of my eyes.
I'll be the judge on that.
He came home with a privacy screen on his phone.
Ring the bell. That's a sketch ball.
I'm saying, well,
hate it. I hate it.
Okay. So you don't know what I'm talking about.
I hate it
so much.
It's funny. It's coming from you.
I know. And I don't care. I'm really not a jealous person. We've been together long enough that I'm like, if you were into somebody else, go. Please, God, leave me be. You know what I mean?
Because I'll be single for the rest of my life. I don't care anymore.
Do not drag me along. Just give it to me straight. But, and I've never been a looker through the phoner type person. I'm not sneaking like that because honestly, I don't want to hurt my own feelings. But he had like a, what are they called? Like a screen protector. That has been cracked on his iPhone for a couple weeks now because he refuses to put a case on his phone. So he finally went and got it replaced yesterday. And he comes home last night and he's like, yeah, all they had was the privacy screen. And I hate it because it's the kind that if you tilt your phone at all, it's completely black. Mm. Like the person sitting next to you can't like look over your shoulder. You have to be looking at the phone screen straight on to be able to see. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh. That's suspicious. What are you hiding? And he's like, well, I literally want to drop my phone on purpose so I can go get another new one. I hate it so much. I'm like, well, that's a little traumatic. But I'm like, even last night he turned his phone to show me a TikTok and I'm like, I can't see it because of your stupid privacy screen. I hate it. I feel left out and I want to crack the thing myself.
You should. Let me give you options.
Okay.
A hammer.
Oh my God. I'm not trying to break the whole phone.
Go with me. A hammer. What? How many stories up do you live?
Like two.
Drop it from there. The bedroom window.
Could do that.
Anybody got a semi who listens to us? We could roll in and over.
I think that could crush the whole thing.
Keep going with me.
Okay.
Right. Do you want this thing? Do you want it ruined or not?
Well, do you want to donate to replace the $1,000 phone? Try again.
A wrecking ball. I know there's always a wrecking ball nearby, right? The options are
really, they are endless.
Don't they got a wrecking ball probably downtown? They're always working on something and building something.
They might.
Let me order one.
That's how this works.
Mayor Tiffany, we got a wrecking ball on demand.
We're going to get the mayor involved?
I have a feeling my gym membership is probably going to get canceled by the gym. Because I can't stop laughing every time.
I hope you're laughing at yourself.
Oh my God, I would never laugh at anybody
else. That's my biggest fear.
Somebody's laughing at you?
Yeah.
I would hope not.
I hope they at least turn away so I don't have to see it.
Yeah, go home and laugh at me. Don't laugh at me.
Not in front of me. I don't want to see it. I can't handle it emotionally.
No, I'm laughing at myself. Here's the problem. I was doing arm day and I was pushing myself a little too much, you know, where I'm like, just go into. I get my boyfriend Neighborman into my head where he's like, go until you could quit. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, not go until like 10 reps, right? I go until I can quit. And then it pushes me too much to where I start grunting. Mm. And then I get embarrassed by the grunt. And a couple were a little too loud, okay? And then I can't help but just absolutely laughing at myself because it's embarrassing. And You know my laugh. You hear it on the radio. It's not quiet.
It's very loud.
It's ear piercing. Here's the thing. You hear it on the radio and it's toned down because I duck underneath the table when I laugh.
She knows to back away.
From the microphone. And so you don't really fully hear it. So let's say what you hear on the radio at times like 2-3, okay?
Uh-huh.
So it's loud.
So
I got to find a way to not laugh at myself when I grunt.
Well, you're just making it worse because I'm assuming that everybody in your gym wears headphones. They probably aren't hearing the grunt. Can I tell you?
I would hope not.
I recently, when my boyfriend Curly was like leading me through a workout, I think last week, that was the first time I think I've
that
ever
you grunted.
No, that I've never worn headphones because I wanted to be able to hear like he was teaching me how to do stuff. And I heard a lot more than I normally do because like when you have headphones on, you can't hear people grunting and groaning and huffing and puffing. So I'm guessing if everybody's out wearing headphones at your gym, nobody's hearing the grunts. You're just making it worse by laughing.
No, there are some folks that don't wear headphones there.
Are you sure?
Yes.
So
they just probably think I'm some doofus that's not taking it seriously. No, I am. It's just I can't help it. How do I get myself to not? Like, I need, like, I don't know. I need to be tased every time.
Oh, my God. Like a shock collar?
Yes! Do they make it that for adults?
Well, you can put it on anything.
I need a police officer to let me borrow their taser.
I call dibs on the remote.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm going to talk about Labubus, okay? Let me just put it out there.
Here we go.
It's been a couple days of me being silent. Can I please?
Go on. Let's hear about the Labubus.
Okay, first of all, I will say, anybody that's told me that I introduced you to Labubus, I'm so happy to bring you into this world. And I can't wait to expand it even more. If you didn't know, Labubus, number one, they are adorable, little like plushy.
You introduced me to Labubus.
Yeah, they're viral. They're creepy little like monster things. I have two clipped on my bag right now. There's a lot of celebrities using them as accessories. They're a super hot item. They're impossible to get.
They're creepy.
From the store, Pop Mart is who sells them. There's a lot of reselling going on. Anywhoozy. Now, on top of the Labubus, you can buy clothes for them, accessories, and like everywhere. You can get it on Amazon. There's tons of different places you can get stuff. Like, it's kind of like Build-A-Bear. Dress up your Labubus however you want.
Have you bought any clothes yet?
I haven't. I've been waiting.
Do you know what you want?
No, that's the problem. And I have one of my Labubus in my car, like hanging on my rearview mirror. And I do feel a little uncomfortable that she's naked. So I am ready to buy her clothes.
She's flashing everyone on 380.
Yeah, I just haven't figured it out yet. I'm obsessed with this. Your Labubu can have a wedding dress, okay? Genius. Genius David's Bridal is getting on the Labubu train, okay? I thought it was a joke at first, but they have advertised that they will create designs to even match your own wedding gown. Like, let's say
I'm going to have to buy a wedding dress. I'm not ready yet.
It's like if you go and you do your shopping and you're like, I want a Labubu size to match, they will do that to every intricate detail.
How much?
So the custom wedding dresses start at $50.
That's not bad.
Bridesmaid dresses and other ensembles, whether it be suits or whatever, start at $35. Some people are getting it as a keepsake for themselves. They're like, oh, I want a little Labubu size wedding dress because you could put that on like your work desk, and then because you're not going to see your wedding dress every day after you wear it, obviously.
Oh my God, it could be a replica.
Yeah.
Of your
yeah, it can be a replica. And then some people, because you can also get bridesmaids versions.
Can I get married this weekend?
I'm saying, well, here's, keep this in mind.
I'm not ready yet.
You can get bridesmaids versions, Labubu size, to match your bride, like your bridal party. And then people are giving that as their like wedding
party. Can you
get party.
Married? I need a Labubu.
Well, I'm saying this is, I mean, I have not cared about getting wedding up until
She's
this
like,
moment.
I want to get married now.
Like,
all
suddenly,
of a sudden.
I'm planning
a Labubu wedding.
I am planning a Labubu wedding.
Oh my God! Wait, hold up. Will you Labubu me? You. There's so many things. Labubu could be in your vows.
Be my Labubu.
Yeah. Can you do a hashtag wedding like Labubu?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh.
You know how
found
like,
my Labubu.
Yeah. Like, you know how, like, weddings have little boo-boos and, like, not little boo-boos. They have the hashtags and stuff. I'm like, yeah.
Hashtag found my little boo-boo.
And then on your wedding card, it's got the creepy little boo-boos on it. I mean, when are we planning this?
I already
started.
Can you
tell Curly to hurry? Respectfully, listen up, Curly. It's time.
I'm saying
we're ready.
The little boo-boo was the sign.
If he doesn't do it, I'll do it. I'll get you
okay,
a ring
great.
Pop.
Yeah, that'll work.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
It was a little bit adorable, kind of cringy, and kind of funny. Men looking at their yard work.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend, neighbor man, spent the day yesterday pulling stumps. We got a lot, surprisingly, in our yard. And then I got home. That man was just standing in the window. And they always got the same stance, okay?
Oh, it's universal.
Uh-huh. The arms, you know, on the hips.
Or crossed.
Or crossed. And they're just staring out the window.
Feet are slightly more than shoulder width apart.
I was going to say
wide
that.
Wide stance.
Uh-huh. And they're like, babe, look at my work. And I'm just like, it's a pile of dirt, honey. Mm-hmm. What do you want me to look at?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that thing is sexy. Look at that dirt. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you want me to be like? You messed up our yard. I mean, I know it's technically you fixed it, but to me, it looks like you messed it up.
Right. It's the best when you, like, I don't know if you've walked in, like, if he's home and you're not, mm-hmm. and he's doing that on his own time. I sometimes will walk into Curly, not even being inside. He's standing out on the deck, arms crossed. Just nodding to himself like, yeah, I mowed that lawn.
I destroyed
good.
That. Yeah.
I killed that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be supportive because, number one, I show him stuff that he doesn't care about. He probably mm-hmm. thinks like, oh, my God. When I'm like, oh, my God, look at my makeup today. I got a new mascara. He's like, that's dirt to me. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. And then I'm going to tell him it looks good because that means I don't have to do it.
No, 100%. But I also love when you come home, like you said, and they've already done the yard work. Mm-hmm. And they're like, babe, did you notice something different? What'd you think of the yard?
Just
and
say like, yes.
You have to. Even though you didn't notice it, you're like,
oh, it looks great.
I keep, my stupid dumb butt keeps going, I don't know, what happened? What'd you do?
No, then you're in for the whole process.
You have to hear about it for 13 years. I'm still hearing about it. I have to go home and probably still hear about what he did to the backyard 3 years ago.
Why don't you just walk in and say, hey, the stumps look great. They're gone.
I totally thought our neighbor was going to have to come over to our house with the hose last night.
Were you on fire?
It looked like it.
Oh.
It looked like our house was on fire from the inside.
How does that happen?
Well, we've talked about this before, Taylor. It is the way my boyfriend neighbor man was cooking.
Oh, God.
I told you this, like, what? It had to have been 2-3 weeks ago that this man cooks. And when he cooks, it be smoking so much.
I know the feeling because both of the men in my home insist on cooking on high always.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, it's not going to cook faster.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's actually going to burn.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And he's like, do you want good salmon? I said, I want good salmon at a good time.
Oh, he took blackened salmon to another level.
I love like a little like blackened, you know, salmon.
Crispy.
I like that. I appreciate it. But at a decent time. And you know, here's the point. I even went and took a shower. So you had time. He was waiting on me. You didn't need to smoke out the house.
No.
It was so bad. It has never been this bad, but it was so bad. That, like, my nose was hurting. It was on fire because there was that much smoke in the house. And I was like, you need to figure it out. I couldn't even see. It was like, you know, like a bad foggy morning. It was, and you're like, I'm gonna die. Like, it's so bad out here. I don't even know if I can see while I'm driving. It was like that in our house, okay? He had to open up all the windows. You could see the smoke coming out of the, I got out of the house. And I was like, I could see it. I'm like, someone's gonna call the fire department, as they drive by,
oh,
they're going to be like, oh, my God, I think the house is on fire. And then the fire department's going to come, and then I'm going to be like, false alarm. It's just my, respectfully, stupid boyfriend.
Just crisping up the salmon.
I thought the neighbor was going to come over with the hose, thinking that we were on fire. No, he's just, you want some salmon while you're over here? Drop the hose.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope she brings some Febreze, because that salmon, yuck.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
It's not just a Monday, no.
Never is around here.
Don't be fooled with me. I always find something for Let's Get Quizzical. Today, it is National Junk Food Day.
Today, we give you permission to cheat on your diet.
Welcome to July 21st.
Today is National Junk Food Day.
Our junk food is high class.
Happy National Junk Food Day.
Yes, it is National Junk Food Day.
One of my favorite things is junk food.
She eats, breathes, sleeps junk food.
You know, sometimes it's all you need, you know? Like when you're sad.
Junk food.
I hate to say it. Junk food does make the day better.
When you're angry, junk food.
Yeah. When it's you're bored, junk food.
What's the food pyramids called?
The food pyramid?
Is junk food in the food pyramid? It's been a while since I've looked at that thing.
It's at the tippy top, I think, where they say, don't do this as much.
Well, tonight's question for National Junk Food Day. What snack is known as the official snack food of the state of Illinois? Now, why did I pick an Illinois? Well, it's because, honestly, the state of Iowa does not have one.
I am going to write a letter after this.
Start typing now.
Yeah, we need a snack food.
I know.
I'm jealous immediately. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
For National Junk Food Day, what snack is known as the official snack food of the state of Illinois? It's not because I like Illinois better.
They are our neighbors.
Neighbors. Wish it was us. Okay. We don't have any.
We're trying to get our own snack food. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Today it is National Junk Food Day.
Today we give you permission to cheat on your diet.
Welcome to July 21st.
Today is National Junk Food Day.
Our junk food is high class.
Happy National Junk Food Day.
So if you were, you know, driving home from work and you're like, oh my God, today sucked. It's a Monday. All I want is like a chocolate lava cake. Honestly, that sounds so good.
Oh my God, I was going to say cheddar jalapeno Cheetos.
That was oddly specific.
It sounds really good.
Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, and then lava cake after, obviously.
Oh my, yeah. That's all. Girl dinner. That's it. That's all we're having.
That is girl dinner.
Mm-hmm. Treat yourself because it's National Junk Food Day. And tonight, the question is, what snack is known as the official snack food of the state of Illinois?
Still jealous they have one and we don't, but that's a different battle we need to fight. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 4729 said pretzels. I don't know why. I do like a pretzel.
I mean, do we think they're, this is a nice way, boring enough to be pretzels? I love pretzels, but they're boring one.
I mean, it depends on what kind of pretzel we're talking. Are we talking like the crunchy, like in the chip aisle, like pretzel chips?
What about the cheddar ones?
Or a soft pretzel?
Or the cinnamon ones? They even got dill pickle now. Then I would say that's fine.
Maybe. I don't know.
But just a regular schmiggler or pretzel?
What's that got to do with Illinois? I have no idea.
Oh, the home of the pretzels.
Maybe. Maybe,
is that what their sign says when you drive in?
I don't know.
I got to drive over there.
Yeah, me too.
8820 said the Twinkie, it was invented in Illinois. How do you?
I Googled it. They're right.
Oh, they said that?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I Googled it, and it was made at the Continental Baking Company in River Forest, which is a suburb of Chicago, in 1930. It's real information.
Oh, my God. It's almost 100 years old. The Twinkie is almost 100 years old. Are we going to have a Twinkie fest?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I hope it's close to the border because then we can just hop over there for it. Yeah. That would be
sick. We're going to the Twinkie fest.
I'm so down. 0013 said beans. Maybe because like
jelly beans or like are we talking baked beans?
Well, gross. The only thing I can think of is, the bean in Chicago.
The bean. I forgot about that. I've never seen it before.
Is it fair to represent the whole state with nasty beans? I don't think
no,
so.
Come
jelly
on.
Beans. I like where your head's at with that.
Mm-hmm.
baked beans is diabolical.
That's disgusting. National Junk Food Day. And in honor of that, what snack is known as the official snack food of the state of Illinois?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up after two songs.
I mean, I swear to God, if Illinois does not host their own Twinkie Fest, we'll do it for them.
I would gladly.
I'll get in like a Twinkie costume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or how about a Twinkie eating contest?
Yes. And then we could do stuff your own Twinkies.
Oh my God. Somebody call us.
Bob for Twinkies. Well, Bob. Water, you know, like bobbing for apples.
Oh, gross.
Water might be a bad idea for them. So we're going to have to think of what, like, I don't know, substance they could be in.
More cream.
More but bobbing for Twinkies.
I like where your head's at. Yeah.
Because then when people come up, they're just full of cream.
I think we need to make this happen.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer.
Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
For the question tonight, for National Jack? Who's Jack?
I have no idea.
For National Junk Food Day, Jack Day might be a different day, you know?
Who's Jack?
Titanic.
Oh my God. May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
But also, there was room on the door.
There was always room on the door.
Get on with it before we get crazy.
We'll be spending the next 30 minutes talking about that one. But let's move on to National Junk Food Day. What snack is known as the official snack food of the state of Illinois? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Yeah, surprisingly enough, they do have their own snack food for the official state of Illinois. That didn't make sense, but you know what I meant.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, great. It's popcorn. Here's the reason why. Let me give you a fun little backstory. So there's some second and third graders from Cunningham Elementary, along with their teacher, Miss Fran Hollister. Back in 2003, they had a class project where they wanted to make popcorn the official snack food for the state of Illinois, and they wanted it to become a law. So the assignment was to learn how to make a difference as students.
Oh.
And they had to write a persuasive, like, essay, and they had to use technology for research as well. So they guess they probably had to learn, like, you know, is there already of junk food for the state of Illinois? They had to do some research as well. So they also conducted a poll where they discovered of the 311 citizens that they surveyed, 140 of them picked popcorn over potato chips and cookies as the official state
snack. How old are these kids? They accomplished
second and third grade.
I've never accomplished anything in my life.
I was picking my nose back then. I was not asking the governor to make an official bill for us. And that's what happened. They got to go to, I don't know, the courthouse, the state.
The Capitol.
Thank you.
Whatever.
I didn't learn much. Okay. And watch the governor make it a bill.
Okay.
Back in 2003.
I don't know what kind of junk food or snack food, I should say, should be for the state of Iowa.
Okay. Where's our second and third graders? Here. Come on now. Scotcheroos. I'll be the first to tell you that's what you should research and you should write a persuasive message to our governor. Oh, to Taylor.
Oh, I don't matter. Never mind.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.